Well, the Lenten campaign here in Ireland, which Trokara is launching, is very important for Ethiopia because we are going to appeal to the Irish people again to help the famine victims, which are going to be about 2.2 million this year. And we have another 5.4 million who are in the drought-stricken area who will need assistance.
I was actually in Ethiopia myself once, and I was very surprised to see how green Ethiopia was. I always had an image of it being very dry and very barren. So even though Ethiopia is so green, why are there so many people living in these dry, barren areas?
Well, that is the impression in most visitors have of Ethiopia. And potentially Ethiopia, you know, is a rich country and can feed itself. There are rivers and green areas and so on. And people could be, if they want, be resettled in greener areas. The difficulties have been because of the instability in the area, the wars, the civil wars. These have caused people not to work on their land. And coupled with droughts, that had made them victims of climate changes. But as you said rightly, Ethiopia can feed itself, and that is the purpose. And there are hopes now. The present government is putting infrastructures and on roads and schools and health facilities. And the people themselves are aware that they have to change their own or look for solution for their own problems themselves. And we do really believe in that. And it's only outside assistance will help us to overcome the local problems.
What kind of projects does the Trokara money go towards?
Well, the Trokara money is going to go first to basic projects like water, clean water. You know, it's only a quarter of the population of Ethiopia which has potable, clean water. Now, to have wells or spring protections or even deeper wells in certain areas, especially in the desert areas, where the drought is serious. So water will be one of the major projects. Then education, schools, especially elementary schools, to give a chance to children to complete their elementary education. To girls also, because many girls are not sent to schools for various cultural and social reasons. So now to encourage also the education of girls in schools. Then health, especially preventable diseases like, say, malaria, which is killing really quite a lot of children every month. Then mother and child care will be what Trokara projects will concentrate on.
There's an awful lot of talk about clearing the debt for developing countries at the moment. What exactly would clearing the debt mean to Ethiopia?
That would mean, say, if Ethiopia had loans, that at the moment, being a poor country, Ethiopia would not be able to pay the loan. It's not even able to pay the loan, but even the interest of the loan. So even the interest are increasing, so it would be always an indebted country. But if the debt is released, and with, say, international control and participation of civil society and churches, the debt that is forgiven can be used to, say, solve these development programs which the government wants to be done and which the people themselves want to be done. So it would not be only the government, but it will be also the non-governmental organization and the churches to use that surplus money for alleviating poverty and for alleviating hunger and for giving, like, universal education, elementary education, gender equality, and so on.